Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health coach, wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. The title of today's show is Does Excitement Cause Stress? You might wonder why I have chosen this particular topic. But let me first go into abbreviated descriptions of Webster's definition of excitement. It says, the act of exciting, the state of being excited, agitated, or agitation, that which excites or arouses, that which moves, stirs, or induces action. So it just has to do with the way we perceive things. And Webster's definition of stress, very abbreviated, is a factor causing mental or emotional strain or tension. So we actually know all that from all the previous shows, but I just wanted to reiterate and make sure that we're all on the same page. Well, today's subject is so close to my heart. I am so super excited. And actually, I do feel building up some stress in my body and mind. Don't take me wrong. I love what's going to happen. Wouldn't change it for the life of me. Though, how can I be as excited as I am without stressing? And the answer is, I can. So let me tell you the scenario why I'm so super excited. I found out a while ago that my brother, his wife, and their four children are going to come and visit me. Well, that is very, very special because they're not coming from a state in the United States or anything. They're originally coming from Switzerland. They went through Jamaica. They've spent the last almost 2 months there where the children went to school to learn English. And now they're coming to us to Southern California, as is my husband and myself, on Saturday evening, April 1st. And that's no joke. It's actually happening. I just got another text today saying we're coming. And I am so excited. Why? Because number one, it's my youngest brother, and I took care of him. I was kind of like his vice mom because our mom was so busy with her business and everything else that I took care of him. I think we're almost 15 years apart from each other in age. So my thing is I always felt kind of like I was his mom or his bonus mom or whatever. And I just go, okay, now this is so exciting. The last time I've seen him and his beautiful family was actually 6 years ago in April of 2011 when we buried our dad. And since then, it's just been maybe once a year on the telephone, some emails, and now lately much more with WhatsApp from their trip in Jamaica. So in 2 days, they're going to be here. And I just go, oh, no. And it's so interesting how I can actually realize where I am, where I'm going, how I can stop myself from fretting over things that I used to, and how I can make things better. So, of course, the first few impressions before I screamed stop at myself were, how am I going to get the houses ready? The one down here and the one up in the mountains. So I have places for them to sleep. It's six people. It's not just one person or a couple. It's a couple and four children. Four amazing, wonderful children. And so I go, well, hold on, stop. Don't worry about it. It'll get done. And yes, it's done. Next one was, oh my gosh, there is no food anywhere because I didn't have anybody living in the house. What am I going to do? And I go, stop. why would you want to go shop for them when you don't know what they like? I've been gone from Switzerland for, oh my gosh, since 79. So it's been 38 years. So I don't know what people eat anymore, or how they eat, or how they've changed. So go, why don't I just let go of that? I've decided, without him knowing, that I'm going to bake him 2 loaves of bread, and I'm going to put some fresh sweet butter up front and some honey and some milk and orange juice and stuff, which he actually requested for me to go buy, but I'm going to make my own homemade bread, so it's even more special. And actually, I so enjoy doing that, that there is absolutely no stress. I'll probably going to put some flowers on the table from the garden, so it looks really nice and inviting. Get the beds ready because they're coming in late at night. And then I have decided I do not, and I stress, I do not have to be in charge of everything. I am not responsible for their happiness. I am not responsible for their programs, for their transportation. I'm just there to give them a roof over the head, to love them for who they are, to spend quality time with them, to enjoy them, and to do maybe a few things together, one of which is going to be playing some music. Actually, through a friend of mine, found a music place that's renting out violins. So I do have a piano, I have a trumpet, I have a guitar, I have treble recorders, I have all that stuff, but I don't have a violin because I don't play it. So I'm going to go and rent one for the 2 weeks they're here before they go on their own travel with a camper. So, I mean, it's just all, it flows. All I need to do is go with the flow and not worry about anything. And I just thought, first impression, oh my goodness, all these pictures, all these events, all these adventures that they had in Jamaica, I cannot top that. Well, guess what? I don't have to. It is not up to me to make sure they're happy. It's up to them to make the choice of being happy and do here the best they can do with whatever is available at their fingertips and affordable. And I'll be there for suggestions, to answer questions, to help out whenever, whatever I can. But I am not living their lives. I'm going to allow them to live their own lives. And that's going to make this experience even more memorable for them. So anyway, I just felt so amazing when I realized there is absolutely no competition. It's just live and let them live. Happiness comes from within. Let them do what they enjoy doing. Live in the moment. And I started just doing some deep breathing to clear my mind and decided, you know what? Every day is going to be a new day, a new beginning. Something wonderful is going to happen. And I went back to my motto that I've been sharing with you since we had Junior, my husband's father, living with us until he passed about 18 months ago. And I told you what we learned, actually. Your best, do your best, and give your best each and every day so you won't have any regrets. And as long as I live up to that motto, who cares what's going to happen? Who cares if it's rain, snow, hail, sunshine? I mean, just Wednesday a week ago, I was up in Big Bear and I had every type of weather you can have in one day, in less than 24 hours. It started with just a regular day, and then it got overcast. Then it started raining. And then, poof, we had the most beautiful sunshine. And before I realized, it started hailing. Not golf balls. It was smaller, but it hailed nonetheless. And I had about an inch of hail on the ground. And then it was normal weather again. And would you believe it? Within a few hours, it started snowing. So we had regular weather, overcast, rain, hail, all went thunderstorms and lightning and snow. All this in less than 24 hours. And it was so much fun to watch it. So I'm not saying that my family is all these different types of weather. Not at all. But I'm saying when I can enjoy the weather changing like that and being flexible enough to make the best out of the situation, why can I not do the same when my family, who I have been dreaming about seeing again, and now it's finally coming true, is coming to visit? Oh, heck yeah. I'm gonna just milk the quality time and enjoy it with all my heart, and everything else is secondary. So that's why I am so excited. And again, excitement can cause stress, but does it have to? No. It's all in the perception, in how we deal with it, how we actually manage everything, and how we learn that we do not have to be in control over everything. That's actually my conclusion statement. Happiness comes from within each person individually. Why should I worry what I have no control over? Let it go. NBD for no big deal. Deal what you need to deal with and leave the rest up to the people who can deal with it, who want to deal with it, and who have to deal with it or get to deal with it, whichever one it is. So, again, I am so totally excited. I am thrilled beyond recognition to see my youngest brother again and his most wonderful family. Everybody is very musically inclined. That's the one thing I've been missing in the last almost 38 years being over here, because my in-laws, they love music, but they're pretty much tone deaf and none of them really play an instrument. So now I will get a chance to do that again. And I am so thankful and grateful for that opportunity. So having shared all that, I do have a link there for a gift with a whole bunch of different quotes and things for happiness. And go check them out and just choose whatever suits you most. I just thought if I give you a choice of different poems or different quotes, you can choose actually what you love most and what speaks to you. So with all this said, I just want to let you know that I'm wishing you a most wonderful week. And I say until next week, stay happy, healthy, in control, relaxed, and empowered. And between now and then, if you have any questions or suggestions, please email me at dythomson@gmail.com or call me, text me, voicemail me at 562-335-4956. I do plan on being on next week and maybe give you a little update on how our journey is going as a family. Should for any reason that not happen, you just won't see it advertised on my Facebook or Twitter, but I will make up for it. So I definitely plan on being on because this is a passion of mine to share with you and give you tips and give you suggestions and maybe some things that really help you in your life to learn to deal with things that usually you worried about and now you learn to let go. Stop Challenge Jews.